Yeah, that's a valid point. It's kind of a pickle that we're in because there seems to be a large push to know where everybody is and to see it on a map. And I don't know if we really need that, and I don't know how important that really is. We can infer someone's location. They left location A and went to location B, and so if they went AWOL, we're going to know they're somewhere along that route, which does leave a lot of, potential places. But then at the same time, like, there's not much we can do. Even if we know where they are, we can't really. I mean, there's only so many of us. In that situation, it might be better to call, authorities to look or something. I don't know. I don't know what the end goal of that whole endeavor is of knowing where everyone is at all times. And I don't know if I see a lot of the value. I see a little bit of like privacy concerns, especially in, I hate to say it, ResGrid. It's like, I don't know if everybody that joins APRC wants to have their location shared all the time. And I don't think it is. And we found that it doesn't do a very good job of sharing locations, especially in real time, which is probably good, in that kind of privacy concern. I would like to see it kind of share location only when deployed and not when you're not. I don't know how that works yet. But I like the idea of, I deployed a person from their home to location A. Then I know they're either in route or they're at one of those two other locations. That kind of narrows it down. And then you kind of know the point A to point B, like what path you would take to get there. So it kind of makes it doable where you can still find someone if they go missing. So I don't know. I need to sit down and talk to these guys about how we want to deploy and what it looks like. But I need to hand it over to you because I'm running.